Dozens of little boats were going back and forth, shuttling people from shore to ships. "Give me your money," some of them would say. "Everything you have, or then I'll take you."
Money was still worth something?
Money or food or anything they considered valuable. I saw one ship's crew that only wanted women, young women. I saw another that would only take light-skinned refugees. The bastards were shining their torches in people's faces, trying to root out darkies like me. I even saw one captain standing on the deck of his ship's launch, waving a gun and shouting, "No scheduled castes! We won't take untouchables!" Untouchables. Castes. Who the hell still thinks like that? And this is the crazy part, some older people actually got out of the queue. Can you believe that? I'm just highlighting the most extreme negative examples, you understand. For every one profiteer or repulsive psychopath, there were 10 good and decent people whose karma was still untainted. A lot of fishermen and small boat owners who could have simply escaped with their families chose to put themselves in danger by continuing to return to shore. When you think about what they were risking, being murdered for their boats or just marooned on the beach or else attacked from beneath by so many underwater ghouls. There were quite a few. Many infected refugees had tried to swim for the ships and then reanimated after they drowned. It was low tide, just deep enough for a man to drown, but shallow enough for a standing ghoul to reach up for prey. You saw many swimmers suddenly vanish below the surface or boats capsize with their passengers dragged under. And still rescuers continued to return to shore or even jumped from ships to save people in the water. That was how I was saved. I was one of those who tried to swim. The ships looked much closer than they actually were. I was a strong swimmer, but after walking from Bhavnagar, after fighting for my life for most of the day, I barely had enough strength to float on my back. By the time I reached my intended salvation, there wasn't enough air in my lungs to call for help. There was no gangway. The smooth side towered over me. I banged on the steel, shouting up with the last bit of breath I had. Just as I slipped below the surface, I felt a powerful arm wrap around my chest. This is it, I thought. Any second, I thought I would feel teeth dig into my flesh. Instead of pulling me down, the arm hauled me back up to the surface. I ended up aboard the Sir Wilfrid Grenfell, an ex-Canadian Coast Guard cutter. I tried to talk, to apologize for not having any money, to explain that I could work for my passage, do anything they needed. The crewman just smiled. "Hold on," he said to me. "We're about to get underway." I could feel the deck vibrate, then lurch as we moved. That was the worst part, watching the other ships we passed. Some of the onboard infected refugees had begun to reanimate. Some vessels were floating slaughterhouses, others just burned at anchor. People were leaping into the sea. Many who sank beneath the surface never reappeared.